We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, fog now in 55 degrees. The U.S. Geological Survey says two earthquakes were recorded near the Kansas-Oklahoma border. One earthquake with a 2.7 magnitude was recorded early Saturday, 12 miles west of Perry, Oklahoma. Second earthquake with a magnitude of 3 recorded about 4 miles north of Caldwell, Kansas. No major damage or injuries. A Wichita man is blaming CVS Pharmacy for his stroke. He says in a lawsuit that the pharmacy filled his prescription for blood-thinning medication with the wrong drug.
The Wichita Eagle reports that Ben Huey said in his lawsuit he suffered a stroke in July of 2017 after taking the wrong medicine. CVS Pharmacy said in a formal response it didn't provide the incorrect medicine or cause the stroke. Huey says taking the incorrect medicine lowered the level of warfarin sodium in his system, which contributed to the stroke. That medicine is an anticoagulant used to treat and prevent blood clots. Huey had filled his warfarin prescription at its store for several years without problems. Kansas CVS says Huey's existing medical conditions contributed to the stroke. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County District Judge Kevin Smith says the state has seen a growing crisis in the foster care system. Smith commented on the John Whitbridge Show.
The very first issue we need citizens to foster, to be advocates, to be mentors for these kids so we can improve the outcomes while they're stuck in the system, while we're trying to help out their parents and help them out.
The John Whitbridge Show Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. Three people died, four others were hospitalized Sunday after what police suspect was a mass drug overdose at an apartment building in Pittsburgh. Authorities said all of the victims appeared to have taken drugs at the same time and in the same place, and all were wearing orange paper wristbands. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more.
Initially, police were asking the public for tips on events where people were given orange wristbands, but they quickly determined the victims were poisoned after the event. Police found one man dead on a street corner on Pittsburgh's south side and another semi-conscious in an elevator outside a nearby apartment building. Police later discovered five more victims inside an apartment in that same building. Two of them were already dead.
Pittsburgh police are concerned about a tainted, potentially deadly batch of drugs in their community. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran could be on full display at the United Nations General Assembly this week.
The president, before leaving the White House, said he wouldn't shut the door on a face-to-face with Iran's leader at the U.N., in the wake of the Saudi attack.
Nothing's ever off the table completely, but I have no intention of meeting with Iran. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm a very flexible person.
U.S. leaders say Iran was behind the attack, but Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, disputed that on CBS Face the Nation.
It would take a miracle for them to claim that because it didn't come from Iran. Period.
Zarif says he wants the U.N. to conduct an investigation into that Saudi attack. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In Washington, D.C., beltway traffic came to a head Sunday.
Early Sunday morning travel on a stretch of the interstate surrounding the nation's capital turned into a sticky mess when a truck carrying more than 4,000 pounds of canned beer wrecked.
No!
Maryland State Police say the truck hit a sign and a guardrail around 4 a.m. Sunday in Silver Spring. It was forced off the road by a vehicle that changed lanes. The semi went slightly into the woods, spilling beer and cans onto Interstate 495. The cleanup took more than 6 hours before all lanes were reopened at around 10:30 a.m. Sanchi and Grasso, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day across south-central Kansas, we'll have some areas of patchy fog, clearing, sunny, about 82 for the high this afternoon. Clouds move back in tonight, our low 66. And we could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, or high 84. Another cool front slides through by Wednesday with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, patchy fog, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 55 degrees here at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, coming up on 6:35 on a Monday. And let's see, over the weekend, my twin granddaughters competed again in volleyball. They're in the seventh grade, you know.
Oh, yeah.
First in, I lost two more matches. They're not, haven't been winning much here. They won the first match they ever played, then they lost about the last five. But, you know, this is the first time they've ever played. They're showing improvement in some areas, so you know. So I haven't been making fun of them but or anything, giving them a hard time.
Hmm.
But it's interesting to see how these young ladies have embraced volleyball, and they're getting after it. They're a little shy now and then. The ball will come down, and, you know, it'll come down near the net, and they'll all kind of stand back. And I'm thinking, I told this one woman, a mother, Saturday, I said, you know, those are boys. They're knocking each other over to get to the ball.
Yeah.
And I said, I mean, that sounds very sexist. But in this case, it seems like they're being a little timid about it. And
then again, knocking each other over to get the ball is not a good idea
either.
Yeah,
but at least somebody will get the ball then, you know. 6:35, Steve and Ted. Now, I am just, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of a student of the 1930s. I think a fascinating time in the United States. The 30s were, of course, the Dust Bowl, the Depression, and a lot of outlaws running around, especially in this part of the world. When you had, Bonnie and Clyde down in Texas, you had so many others, Machine Gun Kelly, all kinds of men, Dillinger, these people running around and being made into sort of Robin Hood-type heroes. Most of them were just plain thugs. Clyde Barrow was this little weasel from Dallas, from West Dallas, who he was just a thug. But he's got a great reputation, a big reputation as a thug.
Yeah.
And several personal items related to Clyde Barrow was sold at a Boston auction for nearly $186,000. Our auction officials say the Bulova watch that Barrow wore when he and Bonnie Parker were killed in 1934 sold Saturday for $112,500. Parker and Barrow were fatally shot by officers in Louisiana. A sawed-off shotgun that was in the possession of the Barrow gang in 1933 sold for $68,750. The weapon was confiscated after a shootout in Joplin, Missouri that left two lawmen dead. A draft of a Dallas police wanted poster for Barrow sold for $4,375. Bidding for the poetry book written by Parker reached about $25,000 before the consigner withdrew the lot. All of the buyers asked to remain anonymous.
Hmm.
Bonnie and Clyde, still a lot of interest in these two after all these many, many years. The newly upgraded elevator at the Washington Monument stopped working. Just days after reopening to the public following a three-year renovation project. National Park Service says there was a brief interruption in service for about an hour Saturday. Park Service staffers
had one job to do.
Well, Park Service staffers resolved the issue, but they got it fixed in a hurry, whatever was wrong. And visitors who were at the top of the 555-foot stone obelisk were able to return to the ground floor using the elevator. First Lady Melania Trump cut the ribbon Thursday morning as the monument reopened to the public for the first time since September of 2016. It had been closed to replace the elevator and upgrade security systems.
Kind of off and on since 2011, basically.
It's been off and on. It had some cracks and so forth. But
there was an earthquake in 2011, and that kind of set things off.
The earthquake, it was closed for about, or the elevator shut down for about an hour yesterday. That's all. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Friday, the cattle complex traded mostly lower and closed mostly negative, but several feeder cattle contracts did manage to make new highs for the week early in the session. For the second straight week, the cattle complex had positive gains over the previous week. We saw lean hog futures make new lows for the week and close negative. Friday's cattle on feed report was price-friendly as placements were lower at 91%, and the on feed came in below 11 million head for the first time in 23 months. On the close Friday, October live cattle, 45 cents lower, 99.35. October feeders up 27 cents at 139.20. And October lean hogs $1.05 lower at 60.35. The entire soybean complex made new lows for the week and closed negative Friday. The wheat corn also ended on the negative side. Helping pressure the grains was news that China's trade delegation left early to return to China. Now, since then, it has been reported that the cancellation of a planned farm tour by the Chinese delegation last Friday in the U.S. had nothing to do with the trade talks. So that makes things look a little bit better starting off this week. Now, we saw last week December Casey wheat gained 18 cents, December corn gained 2 cents, and November beans lost 16 cents for the week. December Casey wheat at the moment is 5.5 cents higher at 413. December corn's up 2.75 at 373.5, with November soybeans up 14.25 cents at 897. November crude oil trading 26 cents lower at 5783. December gold's $12.20 higher, 1527.30. December S&P's 1 point higher, 29.90.5. December dollar index 20 cents higher at 98.34, with December Dow Jones futures 17 points lower, trading at 26,877. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you still battling that little thing you've got with your throat and your voice or whatever?
Yes, it's getting better, Steve, but boy, I tell you what, that thing's hung on for a couple weeks now.
What do you think it is? Could it be allergies or not, you know?
From what people's telling me, and I have been to the doctor once, it's a combination of allergies, sinus problems, viruses that are going around. It seems like a little bit of everything's out there right now.
Well, in this part of the world, of course, if you've got dust, that creates problems for people. And I've been told you can begin and develop the allergies any time in your life. You don't have to be young. Of course, you're not very young yourself. You're pretty old, but this could develop any time in your life. So,
well, just to carry your point a little further, I found out beginning of this year I developed what they call adult asthma.
Really?
I've had asthma my whole life, and all of a sudden I was having breathing problems, and it turns out I have what they call adult asthma.
But that's what this is. I mean, I've got a granddaughter who's asthmatic. My son was asthmatic first couple of years of his life, but he outgrew it. And my brother Mike was asthmatic most of his life. So, you know, it's tough. It can be tough to breathe, I know. So,
it gets a little scary when you don't know what's going on.
Right, right. Hey, listen, again, I want to just thank you and Patty for coming out to the Beef Eaters Picnic the other night, the Junior Livestock Show Beef Eaters Picnic, and helping me with the we were emceeing an auction and a showing of lives, a showing of goats, and you're such a big help. Thank you, because Ted couldn't be there, and then you just jumped in and said, "I'll help you guys out," and we appreciate that, Tom.
I tell you what, Penny and I both enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It was a fun evening, wasn't it?
It was. It was a real funny, and it even was a decent evening as far as the weather wasn't all that terrible.
Yeah, right. And the ribeyes were terrific.
Oh, as always.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. The trackle? Oh, the money tracker. He's going to talk about the optimal withdrawal rate. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.